Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari and Imi Maras, Yishayichu, Chol Yotzeh Hatzehem, and for Matan Ben Sarah, and for Rabbi Avram Yosef Ben Chana, and is based on the Torah of Mar Rabbi Hagon Hagadol Vatzadik, Rabbi Moshe Luria Zitzal. Meseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph Tanya Nami Yochi Lo Sichonim Lo Sitem Hem Chanoya Bekalka Dover Acher Lo Sichonim Lo Sitem Hem Chen Dover Acher Lo Sichonim Lo Sitem Lo Hem Matnas Chinon. There are three Isurim of Lo Sichonim. One is not to give. That it says in the Torah Lo Sichonim. One means not to give Gentiles a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They should be able to dwell in the land. One iser is not to give them chayin, meaning to say that, to praise the guy. And the third, what the parameters of that are, would be a very interesting discussion. It's a shem for another time. And the third is that not to give them a matnas chinam, not to give a free gift, and that's a pasuk in this week's parasha, lo sichonim. And we learn chanaya b'karka, dwelling in the land, praising tidin chayin, say they have charm, they have beauty, and three, not to give them a gift. So we see that all of these are learned from one pasuk. However, the chinuch in mitzvah tzadi dalid, Mana mitzvah miyuchedes da aser lishkan goy v'artzein. There's a special mitzvah not to allow a Gentile to dwell in the land of Israel. And he writes on this, v'over alel machalem karka osach alahem makon she'en ha-roshay ovar al mitzvah melech v'en alayk l'fishav shalom kol karka l'haskir b'li asiyas meise. That if one is over on this and sells them karka, or rents them land, either sells or rents them land, so he's over on mitzvah hamelech, he transgresses the mitzvah of the king, he doesn't get malchus because it's possible to sell them karka or to rent to out to them without actually doing a maisa. So since the lav could be done without a maisa, there's no malchus. And that's the mashmos of the chinuch, that any iser that you can do without a maisa has no malchus, even if you did it with a maisa. We've discussed this at great length in the past, b'siyata d'shmaya. This is so. The Menchas Chinuch in Tav Chavav asks a stira in the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Chavav, b'iser mechiras maisa. The Chinuch writes, d'ein oloke im macha mishum d'lo hanu maisa. So the Chinuch writes that if one is not allowed to sell Meiser, but he doesn't get Malchus if he does, because his actions were not effective, and the Mechir is not Chal. Mashmeh, if the Mechir was Chal, he'd get Malchus even if one can theoretically be Meicher without actually doing a Meiser. So you see, one gets Malchus even if one could do this maisa, do this aver without doing an act, the maisa. And yet here we see the mashmaos is that no, if you could do the aver without a maisa, even if you did a maisa, there's no malchus. So which one is it? So too he asks from Sim Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, Aser Limkort Sadeu Litzmitzus, one's not allowed to sell one's field forever, there's Yovel. If somebody sells it Litzmitzus, Yimochor Alidei Maisa, like a... If he sells it with a mice, he gets malchus, even though it's not effective. So you see that if the mechira was al yidei mice, there's a malchus, even though you could do a mechira without actually doing a mice. And yet the mocher still gets malchus. So you have two sources where you see that even though one could do without a mice, one still gets malchus if he does it with a maisa. And the Menchas Chinuch, he similarly asked, Maishna me maiser veheme, lo ahanu maiser veenu loike mishum krach. Lo hacha loike after lo shaloya ahanu maiser. In the mitzvah shin chavav, not selling maiser veheme. So, because his maisim aren't effective, he doesn't get malchus. If the maisa would be effective, he'd get malchus. But since it's not effective, since the sale is not a valid sale, he doesn't get malchus. And here, in mitzvah, we just learned in Samach Aleph, you're not allowed to sell your field forever. And if somebody does, he does get malchus, even though it's not effective. So we basically have two kashas. One kasha is that we seem to have a klal over here by Dosechonim, that if the act could be done without a maisa, there's no malchus even if he did it with a maisa. And we see in two other places, by maisa behema, and by selling your field forever, that if one does a maisa, then there is malchus, even though the sale could theoretically be done without the seller doing a maisa. That's question number one. And question number two is that we see by Mechiras Meiser that since it wasn't effective to sell, the sale is now a valid sale, there's no malchus. Whereas by Mechiras Sadeyu, there is malchus even though it's not effective. Maishna. So those are the questions that we have to deal with. And to clarify, to correct the issue of Mechiras Meiser Behema is mitzvah shin samich aleph, as I noted earlier. Now, we also have to understand divrei Haran v'yisod adin shaloi sukhani. Tosfos here in Maseches Avodah Zarah writes that he gives a matana mishum eva ein kan mishum iser loi sukhani. Let's say someone's giving a gift to a Gentile in order to prevent hatred. That's not lo sechanim, because it's not pechinam, it's not for nothing. He's doing it to prevent eva. That's what it says in Tosfos. However, we see not like that in the Ran L'chaira. He's on Daf Lamed Ches, famous Gemara, it says that Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar, his Eved, Kedei Sheyitzarfenu La'asara. He freed his slave in order that he should be joined to a minion. Fractigamara, I don't understand. How is he free his slave? One frees one slave, one's over on a mitzvah saseh. And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. A mitzvah is different. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to be mishachar, you're free your eved. Fractigan, even if we say that there's a mitzvah, there's an essay of Lo Elam Behem Sa'avoidu. Even if we say that there's a mitzvah too, free one slave in order to be mashed in the minion, but there's an essay of Lola Mem Savoidu. So how are we docha this essay of enslaving the Eved Kanani forever? And says the Ran, the Hach Lola Mem Savoidu, have a kimo isa lo sechoni, the osa lite mat naschina, lachain hecha she oisis us, avu mitzvah lo mikri mat naschina, Lola Mem Tavoidu is like the Yisr of Loi Sechonim. You're not allowed to give a free gift. But if you do it for a mitzvah, it's not called a free gift. And therefore, lo elam bem tavodu, there's no problem with lo elam tavodu if you're not doing it for naught. If you're freeing him, you're not allowed to stam free the slave. Lo elam bem tavodu stam. You have to keep them in servitude. But if you have a mitzvah to do, then it's mutter. Just like lo sechonim. You're not allowed to stam give a gift. But if you have a reason for doing so, then it's mutter. Yosef. very difficult to understand this Ran, because we have the same sugi that we have in Gittin 38, we have in Brachas 47. And thereafter the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shaini, Frak the Gemara Ayitza Mitzvah Baba Veira. Ah, you're right, it's a mitzvah to free the slave to be mashal l'minyan. But it's a mitzvah of Averi, it's over Melolam Ben Tavodu. And it says the Gemara, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shaini. No, Mitzvah the Rabbim, Mitzvah the Rabbim is different. Since it's a mitzvah that pertains to the community, it's permitted to free the slave. So you see that the Kashi of the Ran was asked by the Gemara. That even though it's a mitzvah, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah above Aveira. That's the Ran's Kasha. The Gemara had Shem Gefrek, the Kasha of the Ran. The Gemara Kfarik Shitaku Shazo. The Gemara Tirza Tirutz Acher. Mitzvah the Rabbi Madifi. So what's the Ran's problem? The Ran has an answer in the Gemara. Not only that, but we see Hefech Divrei Aran in the Gemara. If you say that every Yisr of Leila Mem Tavod is B'Yisrodi Kedin Le'Sechonim, and if there's a mitzvah, it's not a manaschin, if there's a mitzvah, you're allowed to free the slave, so then there's no kasha of mitzvah above Avera. So what was bothering the Gemara? From the fact that the Gemara was bothered and didn't answer like the Ran, it must be the Gemara is holding not like the Ran. And there's an Yisr Shichur, even if there's a Revach, even if you're getting from it, even if it's not Bechina. So this is Mamish, a Pilei Plos, Haflev Efele Dikaran. אנחנו צריכים ליישב את מה שהקשינו לפניכם בחינוך, בספר החינוך, ואנחנו גם כן צריכים ליישב את דברי הר"ן. אז נראה כך, אומר מורנו ורבינו הגאון, רב מוישה זצה, שבדין לא יסכונם נאמרו שני דינים. There are really two דינים in לא יסכונם. One is that there's an איסר ליטן להם מתנס חינום. והוא משום לסד דגוי, כדי שהוא לא יקרב אמן אסחינה, שהתורה לא רוצתה שיהיה לגוי אמן אסחינה. Number one, there is an iser to give אמן אסחינה, a free gift. And that is because of the goy, that the goy shouldn't be מקבל אמן אסחינה, that the Torah didn't want that the goy should get this free gift. ועוד, דין בגברה, שהוא לא יעשה מייסה של אסקרבוס לגוי, ניתן לאמן אסחינם, כדי שהוא מרוחוק מהם. The second is a din on the gavra and the Jew that he shouldn't give the gift to the Gentile in order that he not come close to the Gentile. Again, din, the Torah doesn't want the God to receive the gift. There's a din that the Torah doesn't want the Jew to give the gift. Now that it's mutter to give a gift, hech de makiroi, הרי זה משום דתרוויו תעמיו לסנאיו הוכו. If he knows this guy and he's going to receive back from the guy if he gives the gift. So it's mutter for him to give a gift to the guy. Why? Because both reasons don't apply. Mitzad the guy is not getting a manas chino because he has now an ethical obligation to reciprocate. And also, so that's not a matnas chinam. And also, it's not a skarvus hagavre. This is not the Jew getting close because he's going to get back. It's not just Stam, he's giving him a gift. He's going to receive in return. Now, in the case of the Ran, shemeshachar avdu al manas l'kayim mitzvah, u'l'shem kachu osezo, in the case of the Ran, where he's freeing his slave in order to fulfill a mitzvah, and that's why he's doing it, there's no din lo sechana mitzvah de gavra, because he's not doing this in order to be miskarev to the goy, he's doing it to be mekayim a mitzvah. But mitzvah de goy, there's a lo sechana, because he's mekabel a shichur without any tmura. He is getting his freedom with nothing, without having to give anything in return. The guy is going to give something in return. We said before there's no iskarvus, but here the guy doesn't have to give anything in return. The Jew is freeing him for his own purposes, and now the guy is got free. And with this, we can understand the sugya of the Gemara. Havanimah. Toisus in Bava Basra on the Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph asks, V'chi oimrin la'adam chatei kidei sheyizke chavercha? Do you say to a person, sin, in order that your friend should be zochet? V'im kein ma'ika b'zeh shehu mitzvah derabim? What does it help us that it's a mitzvah derabim? You're not allowed to sin and do this over and lo'lam mem savoidu in order to do this mitzvah berab b'seder, so people, we're going to get this, we're going to have a minyan. But you don't sin to help someone else. As it tells us now, where it's a mitzvah rabot mutter, afilu im ze avur acher, mo bahi de shlimu la'asore. That if it's a big mitzvah, it's mutter, even if it's for someone else, like being mashlim la'asore. However, the Ran doesn't buy this answer. And according to the Ran, it's still difficult. That for such a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah to rabbim, even if it's a mitzvah rabbah, even if it's a great mitzvah, we still don't say to somebody, do a ma'aseh aveira for his friend's merit. And therefore the Ran learned differently. That the Gemara says, mitzvah shayni, is to say, why isn't there an iser on the gavra to do this ma'aseh? And the answer is because he's not intending anything for the guy. He's doing it for his own purposes. He's doing it for himself. However, afterwards, the Gemara asks, "Ma de makshe achakach b'gemara mitzvah b'avera hi?" Aye, but it's a beseder. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'avera. In other words, pshat the Gemara is that the makshin was bothered. Einochi nami. There's an iser on the gavra to do this maisa. In other words, the makshim was bothered, then in a chinami. That there's an isra on the gavre to do this maisa isn't relevant over here. But if this is b'yisodo and isra of lo sechanim, then the ikar kpeda is that the eved should not receive a matnas chinam. And if so here, the eved is receiving a free gift. And it emerges that there is being done here something that's included in the isra of lo sechanim. Even though it's not an isra on the gavra, because he is a heter on the asiya, but there's a maisa aveira being done over here, because the Eved is receiving this matnas chinam, the Eved is being freed. So it's very meduyik what the Gemara asks. Mitzvah bo b'aveira. The Gemara says that it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. And the Gemara isn't asking that ein esei doicha esei. V'zeh lo haya kasha loi. That didn't bother the Gemara. Echu yase hadovo. Da'ika essay. How can he do it? Either is an iser essay. The answer is he has a head there. Because he's not doing it in order to give a gift to the Gentile. He's doing it for his mitzvah. But the kasha is, so that we're not worried about his aver, kasha is, but there's an aver in this mitzvah. In other words, this chelik that the goy is receiving the matnas chinam, on that there's no mitzvah. The fact that I need it, the Seder, that gives me a heter, because I need to be mashed in the minion. I need to complete the minion. But there's an iser, there's a mice iser mitzvah the guy, so it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. The guy is receiving this matnas chinam. And for the Gemara, mitzvah the rabim shayni. Uba ofen kaze, shiye to'elet harabim, harei ze doche. And as a far, the mikra kaze, that there's going to be a to'eles for the rabim, it is doche. That's the mitzvah the rabim. So, mitzvah the rabim is doche, the iser of the guy receiving this free gift of being freed. And according to this, we understand everything. That the mitzvah the rabim alone isn't enough to be doche the iser and the maisa. So, we have an iser and the maisa also. And therefore, you need to come on to the rod. That the yisod of the iser is not to give a matnas chinam. And here there's no iser. Why is there no iser? Like the Ran says, because he's doing it for himself. And I, what about the avera mitzad the goy? There you have to come on to mitzvah the rabbim. In other words, divrei haran mashlimim et divrei agmara. The Ran is complimenting the Gemara. The Gemara is being done mitzad. I, what about what the guy is getting? The guy is getting his gift that he's being free. So the Teretz the Gemara says, no, Mitzvah the Rabbin takes care of that. I, so that's as far as the guy. But what about Mitzvah the Rabbin isn't enough? You have an Isra Maisa here, that a Jew is doing a Maisa, the Isra and the Gavla, to do this Maisa of freeing the guy. And that the Ran answer is not a problem, because he's not doing it for the guy, he's doing it for himself. So therefore, anachnu mechusim mishnat stadim. On both sides were cool. As far as the Yisr Maisa of the Jew, for that we have the Ran to tell us that it's cool because it's not for the sake of the guy, it's for himself. It's not called a matnas chinam. What about the fact that sof sof there's an iser being done? It's a mitzvah b'avera. So that is what mitzvah the rabbin takes care of. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. And when Azoy had learned, they ran. Uvazeh nira leva'er gam et evrei achinuch. Shegam be iser mechiras karka lenochri, when you're talking about the iser of selling land to a guy, we have to understand what's the iser. Haim ze din she'asur la'asot maisa mechira lenochri, kemo she'atorah asra shar maisa, o she'nomar she'iser she'nochri lo yelo chanoye be'eretz Yisrael. Is it the din that it's asur to do a maisa mechira to a guy? Like the Torah assert other meisim? Or no? It's an iser that the goy shouldn't have land in Eretz Yisrael. V'arei midivrei achinuch mitba'er sheyisod ha'isur rak shehanochri lo tiyeh lo yeshiva be'Eretz Yisrael. As far as the chinuch is concerned, the yisod of the iser is only that the goy shouldn't be dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, because the chinuch includes the mechira in the lav of Yilo Yeshvu Ba'artzecha. And this iser, bizman sheyad Yisrael tekifa mechuyev l'garshim min ha'aretz. So this iser is if the Jewish people have the capacity, have the power to do so, which of course today, Tavshin Pei Bei, is 2022. We don't, but if we would have the power to expel the Avdi Avodah Zarah, the Goyim, it's a question of who, but whoever it is, expel them from the land. So the Yisod of the Yisr is, even if you're not doing a Maisa, you didn't sell it to him, you just see the Goy here, you say to him, listen, it's a big world, you're welcome to go anywhere else. But Eretz Yisrael is only for people who follow the Torah, or like the Rambam says, if they want to take upon themselves to follow our rules. But in general, you have to leave. That's the principle. even if you didn't do a Maisa, because the Torah doesn't want yeshivas going to Eretz Yisrael, like the Torah tells us again and again, that they're going to be a problem. They're going to be serving Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to follow them, Chas V'Shalom. So the Yisr Mechira comes from the fact that we don't want them in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Los Sechanim comes from. So it's not the Nice Mechira which is the Yisr, but the fact that the Gentile is dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. So in this instance, if he sells him land, so he's doing a maisa to allow him to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. But fundamentally speaking, the issue is that he's living in Eretz Yisrael. And the chinuch learn, delu haya mamitziut shekol mechira boi dafka maisa harei shayich loimar demazeh amra toira loi limkor lem karka nasa maisa mechira maisa osu aval achar diika mechira שלא על ידי המייסה, והכרח לא נאמר, זה מייסה מחירה ומייסה איסור. אלא איסור הוא משהו גורם ליאס לנוח וישיבה באורץ. וחינוך לרן. But if the Metzius was that every מייסה, every מחירה, needed a מייסה, so then it would be shaykh to say that from the fact that the Torah said not to sell them karka, so then the maisa mechira would be a maisa iser, because the Torah said not to sell them karka, and the only way to, and if the yitzuyer, every mechira required a maisa, so the mechira would be a maisa iser, because that's the Torah said. Mechira's kark, and every mechira has a maisa, v'yitzuyah. And if he did a maisa mechira's kark, he's going against the Torah. But since there is mechira, shelo al yedei ha-maisa, since there's mechira without a maisa, v'echreach lo ne'amar de maisa ha-mechira ha-maisa isa. You can have a mechira without a maisa. That means that the Maisa Mechira is not a Maisa Isser. The Isser is that there's a guy living in Eretz Yisrael. You're letting the Nachri live in Eretz Yisrael. The Lord is scaving Achinach to call Darvish Yecholim Lassus Beli Maisa Ein Eloike Gamba Otsam Maisa. The Chinuch doesn't mean to say, again, we just so much to say about this Chinuch, but according to this Mahalach, the Chinuch doesn't mean to say that everything that can be done without a maisa, he doesn't get malchus even if he did it with a maisa. No, that's not what the chinuch meant at all. What the chinuch meant was the kadonim mawa isur b'kagoyin da amrina the kevin the yochel lasa isavera b'li maisa be'echreach isur einu ala maisa ela ala toitzoe mimaaseyu. V'chein ein malchus. What the chinuch meant to say is that when we discuss what the isur is, in such a case, we say that since he could do the Avera without a Maisa, so now the Isser is not defined by the Maisa. The Isser is defined by the Toitzoi. And therefore, there's not Malkus. If the Isser can be done without a Maisa, that means that it's not a Maisa Isser. It means the Isser is the Toitzoi. And that's why there's not Malkus. There's only Malkus if the Isser is on the Etzem HaMaisa. But since the Maisa can be done, the Isser can be done without a Maisa, that means that this Isser is not defined by the Maisa. This Isser is defined by the outcome, not by the Maisa. Since the Isser is not defined by the Maisa, even if he does the Maisa, there's no Malkus, because you don't get Malkus on a Maisa Isser, but this isn't a Maisa Isser. Gevaldik. Amish Gevaldik. And therefore, the Maisa Beheme, Shteino Isu Mashe Goram Shizeye Hishel Acher, Dare Loik Pida Torah El Al Maisa Mechire. And therefore, by Maisa Beheme, that the Isser is not that he caused this Maisa Beheme to belong to somebody else. Because the Torah was only makbid on a maisa mechira. So here the etzem maisa mechira is an avera. And therefore, when there is a maisa involved, he gets malchus. In other words, you have to know how to define the iser. Is the iser defined by the maisa or not? If the iser is not defined by the maisa, meaning, if the iser isn't that you did this forbidden act, so therefore, even if you did an act to come to this iser, there's going to be no malchus, because the iser isn't defined by the maisa. But if the iser is defined by the maisa, so as long as the person does maisa iser, so he gets malchus. And that's the way it is by maisa behema. Maiser Behema, the Chinuch writes, you know why he doesn't get malchus if he sold it? Only because it's not effective. But if it would be effective, he'd get malchus. Why? Because what's the Isser? Because the Isser is the Mechira. And since the Isser is the Maiser Mechira, the Mele, if he did a Maiser Mechira, if the Maiser Mechira would be effective, he'd be getting malchus. Because that's the Isser of the Torah. The Isser is the Maisa Mechira. So if he did a Mechira without a Maisa, there's no Malchus because there's no Maisa. But if he did a Maisa Mechira, that's the Isser. And for that there's Malchus. That's what the Torah doesn't want. The Torah doesn't want you to do a Maisa Mechira. The Yisr isn't only on the outcome. The Yisr is on the Etzem Maisa, so if it would be effective, you'd be getting Malchus. Hashem came when it comes to Osechonim, there the Yisr isn't on the Maisa. So therefore, even if he does a Maisa, it doesn't matter. He's not getting Malchus. V'chein adin b'mechir asada b'yoivul, sheze isul limkor litzmisus uvenkach. And somebody sells a field forever, that's the Isser. Now, nothing is going to change that he sold it forever, because in the end, the Torah is giving it back. It's the Torah giving it back. But he did a Maisa Isser. So why is he getting Malchus? So we said that by Mechira Sada Litzmisus, if he was Mechira Adei Maisa, he gets Malchus. Why? Because that's the Isser. The Torah asked a Maisa Mechira. Since the Torah asked a Maisa Mechira, Mimela, he's getting Malchus. And he's getting Malchus even though Lo Ahanu Maisa. Why? Because his Mechira was forever. And now the Torah is going and doing Afkasa de Malka. But he's not allowed to do this Isser. Since he's not allowed to do this Isser, and he did the Isser, he tried to sell it forever. He's getting Malkus. Because as far as his Mechira goes, it is Litzmisus. The Maisa Mechira was a Maisa Litzmisus. It was forever. Just the Torah comes in as mevatel it afterwards. But the etzem meiser was litzmisus. Once someone sells his meiser behema, nothing happened. Fake news, as they say today. Since nothing happened, lo ahanu meiser, therefore there's no malchus. If something would have happened, if there would have been a mechira, then he'd be getting malchus, because what's aser is the meiser mechira. But since it never happened, Nemela, there's no Malchus. So he's not allowed to even try to sell. He's an Isser Mechira, but the Torah is Mevatel, so there's no Malchus. So it doesn't get off the ground. Since it doesn't get off the ground, there's no Malchus. Since Lohanu Maisa, but if it would be Chal, he'd get Malchus because the Isser is the Maisa Mechira. And he did this Isser. But there's no Malchus because it never got off the ground. Here it got off the ground. He sold it forever. Just afterwards, the Torah is mevatel. So memela, even though lo ahanu maisav, but b'shas maisav hanu maisav, he sold it forever. Afterwards, the Torah comes and is mevatel it. And he did a maisav iser. The iser is defined by the maisav mechira l'tzmisus. So mamish for enfert alakashis. This is mamish like you're going to have a big party today. We understand the Ran. The Ran in Los Sechonim. Why he gives a different teretz than the Gemara? But the Gemara's teretz is that it's a mitzvah d'rabim. And the Ran asks the kash of the Gemara, and he says, no, it's not a problem, because he's doing it for a mitzvah, it's not manas chinam. Gemara doesn't say that. So the answer is that the Ran is talking about b'tzad the gavr. B'tzad the gavr is cool. Why? Because he's not a manas chinam. He's getting something from it. He's getting his minyan. And the Gemara is talking, it's a bit self kol self. There's a ma'aseh iser here because the Eved is getting them out, receiving them out of Schinam. And to that, the Gemara answers, okay, it's a mitzvah the Rabbim. Gemara says, it's a mitzvah the Rabbim. A mitzvah the Rabbim is different. So that takes care of the iser mitzvah the Eved. And then we explain the Chinuch. What's the Isser? Because now, so we saw that there were two aspects to Matnas Chinam. One is Mitzad the Gavr, one is Mitzad the Makabel. And then we wanted to know, what's the Isser of Mechiras Karka Lenachri? Is it the Maisa Mechira? Or is it the Toitzah that he's living in the land? Mitzad the Goy that he's living in the land. And we saw it's that he's living in the land. The Mele, the Maisa Mechira, isn't a Maisa Isser? It's a means to an Isser, it's a Echitim to do the Isser, but it's not the actual Isser. And in Mela, there's no Malkus. That's what he says. Ve'en lokal fi shev shalom ko karkal haskir b'li asiyas maisa. It doesn't mean that if you could do without a maisa, there's no Malkus. No. What the Minchas Sefer Chinuch means is that since here you could do without a maisa, so you see, he's telling us that you see that the mitzvah is not defined by the maisa. The mitzvah, he's saying the mitzvah is defined by the fact that they're living in the land. And Mamele, even if he did a ma'aseh mechira, so you're not over on what the Torah said, because the Torah doesn't want you to live in the land, which is not ma'aseh. The Torah is an asering the ma'aseh. If he happens to do a ma'aseh, so he happens to do a ma'aseh, that's not what defines the Isser, and there is no Malkus. Hashem Kain, in the other two cases we saw, mechiras ma'aseh behema, and mechiras adeo litzmisos, there the Isser is defined by the ma'aseh, and therefore there's Malkus. Just when it comes to ma'aseh behema, never gets off the ground. Lo hanu ma'aseh of Mamele, there's no Malkus. And when it comes to Mechira Sadeyu, it does get off the ground just after the Torah's Mevatel. In Mamele, there is Malkus. Vadvarim Snechem Kinesi Nasam. And hopefully we will revisit this Lo Sechanim. And we have been going through actually the Shi'ulim of Morena Barbeinu, Agayin Agodal Mufla of Amufla. Moshe Luria. Moshe Luria was a huge Gain and Sadik who lived in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and Rechov Rashbam Sheish Yisrael. He lived near Rehov Aturim, near where the Kupat Cholim is over there, and Rehov Yafo, next to Rehov Yafo. So he lived there for many, many years, and his wife was made. I once read that he never woke up after 2 a.m. all the years. So and he wasn't going to sleep at, 6 p.m., right? So he wasn't sleeping, just learning Yoyman Belaila for years and years and years. And he wrote so many svarim, and then at some point he got much more into Kabbalah. And he wrote many, many svarim in Kabbalah as well. But Baruch Hashem, he left a lot of niglas. Kabbalah svarim are it's right over my head, way over. But his svarim in nigla are mamish pelei plos. He's a tremendous gaon. He's the David of a seeking at the Kaisa. I think that's where he was nifter. Much too young, like 72 or so. So we've been going through his shiurim and meseches avodah zarah. And we have other things as well, but hopefully we'll continue because it's just too good. It's too good to miss. Okay, I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.